And our first reading describes what Solomon did when he built the temple in his days, which would have been the most beautiful thing on earth because of all the riches that Solomon had and his immense wisdom and how to put everything together and make it immensely beautiful for God. And he made it truly a princely house, and all the beautiful vessels and all the sacrifices that he did at that time when he first inaugurated or blessed the temple. He sacrificed as many sheep and oxen, too many to number or count, probably thousands, judging from what he did in other times, sacrificing before our Lord. So he built a princely temple to our Lord, and that was just an image of what we have today, where we have God himself in our churches. And we have many princely temples, houses of God in the world, basilicas, beautiful churches in Italy and in other places, and even here in the United States, beautiful churches. We have this beautiful little chapel here too, here in Griswold, Connecticut, with that beautiful temple that Mother Angelica built down in Alabama as a tribute to the glory of God. And she put everything she could in there and didn't put a lot of money into it, many millions of dollars, 50 million apparently what it was, to show her, to build a beautiful temple to the Lord. And yet, our Lord doesn't want to dwell in the temples, these earthly buildings. He wants to dwell in our hearts, really. That's where he wants to dwell. He does dwell in our churches, of course. We need a place to go and pray and for the Blessed Sacrament to be reserved in the tabernacle and the ciboriums. But as Saint Therese, the Child Jesus, says, he doesn't want to. That's not his final resting place here on earth, in the ciborium in the tabernacle, but it's in our hearts. He wants to dwell in our hearts, and so he made himself food for us. But our hearts have to be beautiful too. Our hearts have to be princely tabernacles, princely altars, princely houses of God, princely temples, and we can do that by making a good confession. And that's one of the motives that we should have in going to confession, is to please God, to be a clean temple for when we receive Jesus in the Eucharist. That should be one of our motives, in addition to wanting to be at peace with ourselves and God, to be free from our sins and guilt. And we should be wanting to please God and to have a clean temple to receive him, and then to put there the grace of God, the love of God from our hearts, the love of Our Lady there, our virtues, our humility, and our charity, and to get rid of ill will, to get rid of malice, to get rid of any bad thoughts, to get rid of anything that would be displeasing to God, and then to put there all the other virtues and the charity that we practice, the good works, our hard work, and everything that we do to do God's will, to flower it, to decorate it, to turn to Our Lady. She's the divine, she's the best interior decorator that you could possibly have, and she's the one that would really decorate it in the best way. We want to be in her hands as we decorate our temple, as we live our life for the love of God. So I think we can think of that today as we reflect on the beauty of the old temple, Solomon's temple, that our interior temple is what's much more important to God, where he will dwell and where we abide with him, and he abides with us.
Et Jesus. Guru.